Welcome to this special report on the new variant that's being puked up by the global media all at once in a coordinated fear campaign, kind of a last-ditch effort to try to scare everybody into more compliance with government totalitarian lockdowns and vaccine mandates and masks and everything else. This is Mike Adams here. Thank you for joining me today. I'm the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, and also the founder of Brighteon.com. And Brighteon.tv. Check out Brighteon.com for videos from so many other channels, thousands of people commenting on this variant. You can see the videos there at Brighteon. So in my view, this is all pretty obvious, actually. What it looks like to me is that, number one, the globalists, they need a reason to keep people locked down because there's this mass awakening happening, mass resistance against the tyranny. The people are waking up all over the world. We're learning the truth about the military attacking the indigenous people in Australia. We're learning the truth about how the vaccines don't work, and people who are vaccinated are dropping dead and so on. And this is happening around the world. So people are waking up and they need to lock them down. Oh, by the way, I apologize for the background noise. I'm riding in a pickup truck. So if you hear some truck sounds, that's what it's all about. On the road. Here right after Thanksgiving. And speaking of Thanksgiving, notice that the global media waited until the day after Thanksgiving to really push the fear and try to crash the market. They crashed a lot of cryptos, a lot of stocks, and so on. This was all, they just waited until the day after Thanksgiving to push this hard, and they ran with all these scare stories. Oh my God, these horrible mutations, right? You've seen these? Oh, there's 30 horrible mutations. How do they know they're horrible? How do they know what any of these mutations do? Has anything been tested? No, they just discovered this, even if it's real at all, which is highly doubtful. They just discovered it a few days ago. And by the way, so far, according to the government of Botswana, all the people they found this in were fully vaccinated. So the real takeaway from this is that if you're fully vaccinated, you might get this variant. That's where it's been found so far. Whereas if you're naturally immune to COVID, then you're immune to all the variants, including this one and the last one, the Delta, and the next one. Because you know this is a never-ending thing, right? This is what's going to be used to just keep injecting the obedient, oblivious masses until they're dead. Dead from the vaccines. And if they haven't figured it out by now, it's kind of hopeless for them, isn't it? You haven't figured it out? This is going to keep going? Every 6 months, oh, another variant, ah! Here, you're going to have another vaccine. But the even bigger story in all this, in my opinion, is that the global media, they needed a narrative to cover up the vaccine deaths that are already accelerating. They need an explanation for what's going on. Why are all these people dying who were vaccinated? And the only answer to that is to roll out a variant. Say, oh, look, it's this other variant. And then they can blame the variant on the unvaccinated, you see. They can claim, well, if everybody had been vaccinated, this would have been over by now. But thanks to those selfish unvaxxers, this variant escaped somehow, and now it's killing the vaccinated. See, this is how they can continue the war between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. The truth is, if this thing is even real at all, it came out of the bodies of the vaccinated. And that's why it's being found only in vaccinated people. Just like Dr. Bosch had warned from day one that if you keep vaccinating people during a pandemic, all you're going to do is grow more mutants. You're just going to breed mutants of the mutant varieties of the virus. And that's exactly what this may be, although I tend to think this whole thing is made up. But we'll play along with their thought experiment for a little while here. Just call it a variant, a mutation coming out of the vaccinated people. So the media needed this narrative because, you know, people are going to be dropping dead over this winter in massive numbers. They're dropping dead on the soccer fields right now after taking the vaccine. You've seen those videos probably. They're getting quite popular. Lots of people dropping dead. Unfortunately, you know, passing out, losing consciousness. Sports youth, you know, healthy, young, professional sports people dropping dead or passing out. So that's happening right now. So the media needs this narrative to be able to point to something and say, oh, the variant is why everybody's dying. It couldn't possibly be the vaccine, they'll say. It's the variant. Now then, speaking of vaccines themselves, and this is why everybody's totally losing their minds right now if they're vaccinated. They're losing their minds. This new variant in you, new, call it the New World Order variant, is actually what it should be. This variant makes all the existing vaccines obsolete. So if you were dumb enough to go get vaccinated three times or four times or whatever, get boosters and the vaccines, the double shots, triple shots, all that, it's all reset now. You got to start over. Your vaccine passport is null and void at this point. And they're even announcing that in countries like Israel and various nations around Europe. They're saying, well, the vaccine passports are going to reset every 9 months now. You're going to have to keep taking the new shots every 6 to 9 months in order to be up to date. And your old vaccine passport, well, it expires. And this is going to happen in perpetuity, you see. This will never end. People who comply with this are just failing the IQ test time and time again. They're being scared into compliance without thinking rationally about this. Like, well, hey, if the first three vaccines didn't work, why would this next one work? They don't, for some reason, that thought isn't crossing their prion damaged mind. Maybe that's why, but logic escapes them. So they will just keep complying until they're dead. Because, of course, spike protein injections are not healthy, which is why people are falling over dead right now. But you see, this, what a great money-making scam for Big Pharma, too, to say, oh, well, this new variant has come out. We're going to need new vaccines, it turns out. We're going to need brand new vaccines to cover the new variant. Everybody's going to have to start over and get vaccinated again. So all the money that the governments of the world already paid to the Big Pharma vaccine manufacturers, you know, the hundreds of billions of dollars, which was actually money that was spent to infect people with biological weapons, that money now apparently is all useless also because it has to start over again. Well, what are the world's governments going to do? They're going to just print more money, write more checks, buy more vaccines, and say that this is the treatment you need now. You got to have this one. And the drug companies are going to say, oh, thank you for the billions. And as they're chuckling behind the scenes, oh, we know this is going to go, this is an annual thing. They can do this forever. As long as people are stupid enough to play along, they can have an annual windfall of vaccine profits because there's always going to be another variant. You see, this is just unreal. And then, of course, the governments of the world will use every new variant as another reason to enforce their totalitarian medical police state regime. Well, you can't be free. There's a variant on the loose, haven't you heard? You have to stay locked down. You have to mask your children. You have to have social distancing. You have to take the vaccines. There's a variant. Well, gosh, I didn't know the power of the variant was so complete. I guess now if you want to go do something crazy like rob a bank, you don't even need a gun. You just walk in with a bag. You walk up to the teller, fill the bag with money. There's a variant. And the teller's like, okay. Oh, the variant. What kind of variant? It's the bank robbery variant. You must obey. I mean, Israel's already started closing its borders to so-called red countries where this variant has been found, and the Israeli military is now hunting down people, travelers, from those countries in order to throw them into COVID quarantine camps. That's right. This has already begun. And it's just going to double down on this whole idea where governments of the world say, you have no rights. You have no dignity. There's no rule of law anymore. There's no due process. You just have to do what we tell you. Why? Variants. Or as I call them, scariants. This is a scariant variant for mass hysteria. This is what they're creating, all on purpose, and it's all so obvious. And this is why we at Natural News, we're not gonna cover this as if this is some legitimate thing. You know, we're always going to point out this is all designed for fear manipulation. This is junk science. It's bogus. It's all about obedience. Has nothing to do with reality. I mean, how does anybody know that even such a variant even exists? They could fake this thing just like they faked the initial wave of infections from COVID. You know, when they were dropping, skin-penetrating toxic nanoparticles on New York City and they claimed it was a virus? No, it was just a toxic nanoparticle attack to create a bunch of casualties, freak everybody out, and then push everybody into vaccines, all coordinated with the media. For all we know, there is no virus, which means there's no variant. I mean, you listen to Dr. Thomas Cowan, and he's got a pretty convincing argument that these aren't viruses at all. It's just all a bunch of toxic nanoparticles and media hysteria and scientific fraud. But nevertheless, because most people can be believed into these scarians, then they will go along with whatever is demanded by their governments. And if this doesn't do the trick, don't worry, they have smallpox in the freezer. They've got more pathogens, or at least perhaps make-believe pathogens, to throw at us and try to convince us to obey them with whatever crazy demands they might be making of us. And those demands are going to get increasingly crazy by the day. Now, there's one more angle to this that we must discuss, and that is the global financial reset angle. Notice that when they started announcing the scariant, the markets cratered. Big time. Markets cratered on Friday. Not an accident. Even the cryptos were cratering, and gold was spiking up. Not surprising. You see, the globalists, they need a big story for the big global reset. And by global reset, what I mean is an engineered financial collapse in order to just complete the last chapter of fiscal looting of America and the world. They have to crash the debt bomb, which means crashing the dollar and stealing essentially everybody's purchasing power of whatever dollars they might have in the bank. So in order to do that, they need a story, right? They need a big scare story all about it. And that story, it has to be sold by the media to the people. So if they can push out another variant and have more lockdowns, then they can have another economic implosion like we saw initially in 2020. They can do it again, but worse this time. And then when the economy craters and the debt bomb implodes, they can just say, well, it was the variant. There was nothing we could do. We tried, and we just couldn't stop it. Too bad you lost all your money. That's going to be the excuse. Too bad. It was the variant. It wasn't us. It was the variant. And then from there, they can roll out the new, United Nations digital wallet system or whatever they're going to go to. And they can say, well, the only way you can buy and sell now is to sign up for this Mark of the Beast system. You have to have digital money now so we can track you and surveil you and control you and limit you. And by the way, you're not allowed to use the wallet unless you're fully vaccinated as well. So there you go. And that means at least an annual shot, maybe a shot every 6 months, because of course they're always going to roll out another variant. This is right out of 1984. The Ministry of Truth pushing out the latest news on the fake war to keep the government in power. Watch out for the Omega variant. Watch out for the Zeta variant. It's never going to end. And it's a system of total control. But so that's what this is all about. And you probably know people who have been fully vaccinated. I mean, we all do. We all have them in our family or as friends or what have you. These fully vaccinated people, if they don't wake up now, then they are fully retarded. How can you take the shots and be told that if you take the shots, it's 95% effective and then you're going to be good. And then a year later, or less than a year later, they come along and say, well, you know, the shots you took, they're no longer good. They're 0% effective against the new variant. Went from 95 to 0. Oh, and by the way, your immune system is mostly destroyed. You're kind of like a walking AIDS patient now. As people come to realize this, why would they take another shot? Why would anybody sign up for that? But of course, if they complied to this point, in some sense, it's already too late because now, well, they're in the vaccine database, you see. Yeah, there's a record of their vaccination compliance. And their immune systems have been compromised by the previous vaccines. The spike protein has already been injected, or the mRNA version. So these people are immunocompromised. And they're suffering vascular damage and neurological damage. Autoimmune disorders have already begun forming in their bodies, and cancer tumors have begun growing. So these people are already, in a sense, the walking dead. If they sign up for more shots, it's just going to accelerate that timetable. You realize how many people are going to die in the next decade from the shots they've already taken? I mean, it's going to be tens of millions in America alone. If they accelerate that with more shots, it could be tens of millions in just the next couple of years. I guess we'll have to wait and see for sure. But it's going to be a mass die-off, which is, of course, the entire plan. Remember, if you step away from all of this, what's behind it? It's global depopulation via vaccines. That's the whole plan is rooted in that. So we shouldn't be surprised when we see that this is what's happening. Oh, people are dying all over the world from the vaccines. Oh, totally consistent with Bill Gates and global depopulation via vaccines. He admitted the plan years ago in a TED talk. He actually said it word for word. He said, if we do a good job on vaccinations, we can reduce the world's population by 10 to 15%. That's almost an exact quote. Except it's not just 10 to 15%. It's a whole lot more, you see. Now, as a kind of conclusion of this special report here, remember that if you have natural immunity, if you already got infected with so-called COVID and you already beat it, then you already have natural immunity. You're immune to all the variants. You made the right choice because you never need a vaccine for every new variant. But the vaccinated people, they're going to have to start locking themselves down because they can be infected by the new variant. So all those people with their vaccine passports that thought the passport was their ticket to freedom, they're going to have to start locking themselves down because they can't allow themselves to be exposed because they're vulnerable, they'll be infected, and they'll die. Whereas you and I, who are naturally immune, we are the survivors of society. And I am not afraid of any variant of COVID. I will gladly walk right into a hospital emergency room. I don't care how bad their COVID is. I'll walk right in. I'll shake hands. I'll hug people. I mean, I've been doing that in public events anyway, shaking hands, hugging people, people talking in my face. You know, how come I'm not dead? I have none of these vaccines. How come I'm not dead? Well, gosh, I have chlorine dioxide. You know, I have vitamin D. I have zinc. I have quercetin. What else do I have? Artemisinin, the wormwood extract, and a bunch of other stuff I take on a regular basis. So I'm not afraid of so-called COVID, and you don't have to be afraid either. So the way to take the fear out of this equation and thereby to break the spell of fear by the mainstream media is to have a healthy immune system, achieve natural immunity, and then you can go through life without being controlled by a mass hysteria fear campaign. Listen to people like Dr. Zev Zelenko. He's correct when he says this is a mass murder genocide campaign for global depopulation, but you don't have to be subject to it. All you have to do is take care of your health. And there are lots of ways to do that. Yes, I have a prescription for ivermectin. Yes, I have an oxygen concentrator as an emergency backup medical device. Yes, I have loads of chlorine dioxide, colloidal silver, all kinds of emergency medical and antiseptic solutions, and I've had those for many years. And yes, I have a hydrogen peroxide to use in a nebulizer and so on and so forth. So yes, you still take precautions, but you don't let the media-driven hysteria control your life and take away your life. They want to lock you down. They want to make you miserable. They want to break you fiscally, you know, economically, with all the lockdowns and everybody being out of work. And do you realize what this variant is going to do to the supply chains in 2022 now? We're going to have more lockdowns going right back to 2020. You can already see it. This is the excuse they're going to do. Oh, you got to close down the meat plant, close down the grocery store, and push vaccine mandates at every retail establishment. So the supply chain problem is going to get a whole lot worse from this point forward, right on schedule, because this is all an engineered, scripted plan. You're watching theater. This is all global theater designed to achieve depopulation and a global financial reset. That's it. Keep that in mind. Everything you see in the media about this variant is really theater. They should call it the theater variant. It's so obvious at this point. I don't know how anybody can't see it. But that's my take on things. So join me. I'll have a new situation update podcast each weekday at Brighteon.com. And of course, watch for all the other amazing videos on Brighteon. And you can catch my articles on naturalnews.com, although I have kind of an abbreviated schedule over the holiday season here, because I am working on some audiobooks to release next year. And one of them is an audiobook on the dangers of blind obedience. That should be an interesting one. So I'll get those to you for free. By the way, you'll be able to download all those for free, including a printable PDF transcript of the entire presentation. So be well, stay informed, take care of your health, practice good nutrition, and don't be ensnared in this mass hysteria campaign. All right, take care.